The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
When we talk about pensions, some people can feel like putting money into a pension can be a bit of a penance. But you might be more attracted to the idea if you knew that the government will give you a cash bonus if you save towards your retirement. Here to explain is Lorraine Cook, who's Director of Jigsaw Financial Solutions. Lorraine, you're very welcome to the programme. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Claire.
So a tax-free bonus is how you describe it if you pay into your pension. Explain.
Yeah, so any contributions that you make to your pension are tax-free. So the money goes in tax-free. You will receive 20% tax relief or 40% depending on the tax rate that you're paying. The money will grow tax-free in that pension. And when you retire, you'll get 25% of the value tax-free. So it's the most tax-efficient way to save your retirement. And I know, obviously, when I speak about pensions and tax, people's eyes can glaze over, but it is the most tax-efficient way to save for your retirement. Now, in terms of the bonus, what we're talking about there is that each year you have an ability up to middle of November, so the date changes every year with the revenue, and this year will be the 18th of November, that you have an ability to backdate a pension contribution to 2025. So what that means is self-employed people and PAYE workers can look to see how much can they put in based on their earnings, their total earnings in 2025, less any contributions that were already made to the pension, maybe through a company pension scheme or a personal pension. And then they have the ability to put in an additional amount.
So you can top
40%.
It up.
Exactly.
So you get 40% back.
40% if you've paid 40% tax, yes.
Okay. Now, that's particularly relevant if you are a sole trader,
yes,
for example, and you have a tax liability, or if you're somebody who has a rental income, you can offset your tax, can't you?
Yeah. So it has to be earned income. That's the most important thing. And rental income is not earned income. So what the revenue would look at there is how much earned income did you have? So to give you an example, if somebody has a tax liability of €5,000, they would need to put in €12,500 to cancel out the tax liability. So what that means is that they wouldn't be paying the €5,000 to revenue. Instead, they would put €12,500 into their pension. It's gone in tax-free. The €12,500 is there. It'll grow tax-free. So any growth that makes over the period of time will be tax-free. And again, you've got the 25% tax-free lump sum when you retire.
So it's a great thing if you have cash.
Yes.
You know, if you have the 12,500,
yes, exactly.
If you don't have the 12,500,
yes,
you could be in a bit of bother.
It could be. So a lot of people, we see, you know, from the news as well, that a lot of people have money on deposit. And aside, you know, the most important thing is making sure you have your emergency cash. So 3 to 6 months net salary is what you should have for emergencies. So after that, if you do have surplus cash that's not earning you a return, then it's worthwhile to consider putting that into your pension. Because again, if you put in, let's say, for example, €10,000, you backdate that now to 2025, you're going to get €4,000 back from the revenue. There's no, you know, catches,
okay,
or
so
anything.
I see what you're getting at. Do you come across people who are saving and squirreling money away,
yes,
when actually the money could be working a lot harder for them through,
exactly,
a pension investment?
Yeah, a lot of people will say, you know, for example, I want to save the children's allowance on a monthly basis, and I want to, you know, use the small gift exemption, which is €3,000 per person. So a parent, you know, two parents could gift their child €6,000 in the year. And instead of, you know, looking at that first, I say, well, look, let's look at the pension first and see, can we maximise that? So use maybe the 6,000 to put into the pension and get the tax rebate back 40% and put that into the child savings account, maybe with the regular contribution. Or you can be doing the regular contribution to your pension so that you don't have to come up with this lump sum every year. And then in terms of with the pension, you're buying units in a fund every month in a pension. So you get the benefit of averaging, mm-hmm, in your monthly contribution.
But before you get to the point where you're putting money into your pension, you've got to look at your overall financial,
yes,
health, don't you?
Yes, without a doubt. You know, it's further down the list of priorities. It is a priority, but it's not the main priority. You know, we have to look at what's, you know, priority for that person, because everybody's different. So what is the most important things that they need to have first? Set out a financial plan. Always make sure to review, particularly your pension as well. Make sure you look at the charges that are on it, the allocation rates, how much of your money is actually invested. you know, don't think that it's a responsibility of your employer to do this. It's not. It's your responsibility to make sure that you monitor it, seek financial advice, and make sure that you understand it going forward. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned taking 25% of this down in a lump sum.
Yeah.
Will you explain that to us, how that works and what the limitations are around it?
Yeah. So everybody has a lifetime limit of 200,000 tax-free cash that they can take from their pensions. The next 300,000 is taxed 20%, and then there's tax above that of 500,000. So let's say, for example, somebody takes their tax-free cash, the 25%, they can do whatever they want with that.
At what stage of your life, though, can you take that?
The earliest normally is age 60, but if you have a paid-up pension from a previous employment, so if somebody's left a job and they had a company pension scheme or they're a member of a company pension scheme, they can transfer that into their own personal name, for example, and it's called a personal retirement bond, and then they can retire that from age 50. Now, if they take their tax-free lump sum from that and they're working in another job and they're paying into a pension, they could always decide to use that tax-free lump sum and reinvest it into their current pension with their new employer and get the tax rebate again. So it's like recycling the pension as such, you know, it's pension to pension.
So that's the benefit of moving it, that you're getting the rebate in your tax.
Yes, you're getting a double whammy because you're getting the 25% tax-free lump sum from the pension that you've built up. And then what you're doing is you're using some or all of that money to reinvest it into the new pension and getting the tax rebate on that as well.
So that makes sense to do that.
Yes, it does make sense.
Rather than taking the money and getting yourself something nice with it.
Exactly.
Which you can also do if that's your choice, right?
Yeah, no problem at all to do that.
So you're saying it makes sense to look at exactly what you're doing with any, you know, I mean, there are people who can't afford to do this.
Of course.
And we understand that.
Yeah.
But if there is an extra little bit of money there that you're saving, there could be a much more tax efficient way to do it.
Yes. Look at the tax efficiencies first. And again, people glaze over when we talk about tax and we talk about pensions, but it's so, so important because the amount of tax incentives that are there to save, to get the tax rebates, etc. There's no catches with them. And people will always say to me, how quickly can I get the tax refund? Once you file a return to the revenue, generally speaking, it's an overnight, process whereby the money then will go into your bank account the following day or a few days later. So it's really important. And, you know, auto enrollment has been great in terms of getting people talking about pensions and thinking about pensions, but it's not enough, 1.5% that you're contributing and the employer matching that. It's not enough, so people can look at maybe having a private personal pension or a personal retirement savings account in conjunction with that and claiming tax relief on it as well.
Lorraine, thank you very much for that advice.
That's
Lorraine Cook, who's Director of Jigsaw Financial Solutions.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.